Earlier, we're now turning our attention for the next couple of minutes to our first topic this afternoon. As Human Rights Month began, it began already. We are 3 days into it. We are focusing on the right to a safe and secure education. And that includes, of course, the university environment as well. Now, with concerns around bullying and things like harassment and campus safety still making headlines and still being one of the centerpieces of our conversations today, what does a safe learning space look like at a tertiary level? On the line with me now is Adrian Garden, who is the Dean of Academic Support at IIE Rosebank College, to talk to us about safety in higher education. Adrian, thank you for your time. Welcome. How are you?
Well, thank you, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Lovely to have you. We'll make this conversation available as a podcast, of course. Let's get into it. Adrian, when we talk about a safe learning environment at university level, what does that mean in practical terms?
I think it has two main elements. The one obviously being physical safety and the measures that are employed at the campus level to ensure physical safety, but also the emotional safety and the protection against victimization and bullying and the hot topic of gender-based violence. I think those aspects must also be considered when we talk about a safe environment. And the physical ones are fairly straightforward with security personnel. Campuses are more and more implementing your facial recognition and very controlled student access. But I think the other aspect as well of the psychological safety and the support services that are available for students that are affected by the psychological aspects like bullying must also be available and easily accessible as well.
Now, Adrian, having said that, what are some of the main safety concerns facing students on campuses today?
I think it's in many instances it is actually about the not the location of the campus itself, but the transport and the journey from home to campus that becomes a concern, and how students try and protect their personal belongings, their phones and things like that on their way to the campus, because that is slightly out of the sphere of influence for the campus itself. On campus, when the students enter the building, those kinds of concerns fall away, and it is then more just about how do they ensure that their studies are not disadvantaged or negatively impacted by things like bullying or discrimination, which then becomes a bit more of a concern for them.
Just in closing, Adrian, in your opinion, what role do students themselves play in creating a respectful and safe campus culture?
I think it's the most important is the culture of ensuring that they speak out and not feeling that they have to be silent or look the other way for fear of any kind of retribution or negative impact that they may have. So it really is just about the courage to report any aspect or item or thing that impacts them or any of their peers. Very often today, it's difficult and there's this feeling that they shouldn't. But that is, I think, one of the most important things that students can do, because it establishes their own sense of security in the place that they spend very many hours in their day.
Adrian, thank you so much for this absolutely priceless conversation and for sharing your perspective and ideas with us. We appreciate it. Is there any last message you'd like to convey or share with us before we wrap up?
No, I just think it really is crucial. And, very often there's a stigma associated with speaking out about things like bullying and what impact that has on the students. And really my advice and message would be use the support services that are available at a campus level for those aspects. And you will certainly enjoy an academic success if you do that.
Thank you, Adrian. Really appreciate it. Thank you for joining us over the phone. It's Adrian Garden, Dean of Academic Support at IIE Rosebank College, talking to us about safety in higher education. Have a wonderful day and a great year further. We'll talk to you soon again, Adrian.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There we go, it's 11 away from the top of the hour, having those real conversations just for a couple of minutes right here and driving the early stages of the show. Creating safe campus spaces is clearly something that needs commitment from both institutions and students. Thank you, Adrian.